on the lab. The lab is the worshipping factor, adoring factor there, everywhere. Relationship of love, divine, to anyone and everyone, especially to the central object. And he will find his fulfillment anywhere by getting a service in a particular position of him. That is what is needed. Land of love and some engagement in the loving service for the central representation of absolute sweetness and beauty and love. Gaur-hari-bol, Mahaprabhu came. That highest absolute center came down to invite us to his home. I have come to invite and to take you all to my home. Come. How chance, a good chance, a fortunate chance we have got. And by catching, by accepting, by admitting ourselves in that line, how happily we can go there. Hare Krishna. The very gist of all religions. Knowingly or unknowingly, every soul is searching for such things. That different variegated obstacles were coming to dissuade us from our campaign. Our heart won't be satisfied until and until, unless he reaches there. The army can never be stopped anywhere. A question of delay. Long time, ages will pass by uselessly and wasted. Because from the depth of our heart we cannot relish any other things and accept as our final destination but beauty and love. Not power. Apparently it may seem that we want to be master of everything, that power, that controlling capacity, that everything will come under my control. Whatever I shall think, it will be done. But that is not. Apparently it may seem that we want power, not power. And sometimes we think we want to know everything. I do not like to have control over all, but I want to know anything and everything. I don't like to be ignorant. That is also a section may think, but that is not also the ultimate end which can fulfill our inner necessity. Really what we want, we have to educate, to be educated about the searching of our own heart. If we do that rightly, then we shall find we are all beggar of love, affection. The adoration of everything, that is the innermost necessity everywhere. And that can satisfy only Vrindavan Lila, Vraja Lila. We shall find. Vasudev has dealt, even all the scholars of the world at present, they admit that Vedabhyas, he has distributed so many different thoughts. There's no anyone to compete with him in that matter. So many types of thought is represented by Vedabhyas in Mahabharata, then Bhagavatam, so many Purams, Ved, Vedanta. All possible representations and consideration of all possible thoughts are represented by him alone. So he was master of all sorts of understanding. And he has given in his last stage what is given in Bhagavatam. The love is all prema, Bhagavat prema, Krishna prema. All your hankerings are all apparent, not innermost. The innermost hankering for every jiva soul is for this, is for beauty and love, affection and harmony, and not for power, not for knowledge, not for anything else. This is the diagnosis of all the animating space. Their common cause is they want. But to reach to such clear stage of hankering, understanding his own real, deeper necessity, not to be found anywhere and everywhere. Very few souls are found that are really conscious of their inner necessity, innermost necessity, that I want Krishna. I want Vrindavan. This is of sincere souls, not to be found very broadly, widely. Manushyanam sasteshu kashchid adrishyate. Narayana parayana sudurlava prasantatma kojisya vimahaman. And that Garuda Purana, Ramananam sastri, sattrajayu, sattrajayu sastri, sattva vidanta parada, sattva vidanta vich kocha vishnu bhakta vich, vishnu bhakta sastri bho, ekanta ko vishishyate, ekanta. Sattva dhasmam parityaj, ekanta. Only one end, not many necessary. Only one. The one. That very one we want. Not many. Not masters of many. But the one we want. And as lover, religious. বাংলায় বলুন, আমি আছি, ইনি আছেন ট্রান্সলেশন, ইনি আছেন ট্রান্সলেশন করলেন, ইংরেজিতে বলে দেবেন,
প্রশ্ন
তুলবেন তাহলে টু আস্ক সমথিং
Chaitanya Dev was a great scholar. As Vimai Pandit, he was celebrated as the greatest scholar India will ever know. And then he gave up this scholarship in favor of bhakti or devotion. My question is there any progress one can make as a scholar in towards the goal? But I think you explained one cannot arrive at the goal just by scholarship. I ask because one scholar came to Navadvip, this Tony K. Stewart, Mr. Tony K. Stewart, and he was a research scholar, a Fulbright scholar, and he had a very analytical approach to the teachings of Mahaprabhu. So I was wondering if there's any merit at all to scholarship. Is there any merit or any can any progress be made in that direction?
Why did you not invite that gentleman to come to take him here?
Why, we did. I begged him, practically begged him. Actually, this video possibly can be sent to the University
What
of
is
Chicago.
The position of scholarship? As a subject, he would invest everything and express to know anything and everything. This is foolish.
He was taking a humble approach. He was being humble, but he was very
that
academic.
That is humble, not a sham humble humility. Not humility, genuine.
I see.
If he had real humility, he should have approached those that have some knowledge about Sri Chaitanya Dev before he ventures to go on researching about Chaitanya Dev.
He perhaps is unfortunate.
Samoshila Bhajanti Boy. The birds of the same feather to flock together.
He knows some members of Navadvip,
Navadvip.
Claim to have knowledge of Mahaprabhu.
Yes, there are so many men of his type. So such buds are many here of his feather. When there was one king in Kerala, and he was a devotee of Shiva, then some whim came to him, and he, all the scholars, to all scholars he sent a circular that I say Shiva is the highest god, and if you have got any opposition, come to oppose. In my assembly of scholars, or you sign it. Then almost all the scholars silently signed there. Then that circular came back, and he told to his minister, one Latin minister he had, I have gathered all the signs, signatures of all the scholars, they acknowledge that Shiva is the highest god. You see, it is done, finished. Then the minister wanted to see who are the signatories. And after seeing, he told, they have taken so many signatures from the Panchpas. But no sign of Ramanuja is here. No sign of Ramanuja. These are all useless signatures. If you can bring a signature of Ramanuja, then I shall admit that your preaching that Shiva is the highest, that is complete. A proper man is there. He is a true Vaishnava, Rama means. And these are all false. So then he wanted to have his signature, but hearing that it is not so easy, he, with his, where Ramanuja was staying in Srirangam, nearby, he put his camp, his own camp. And, no, first he invited Ramanuja. He sent men, bring Ramanuja here. Then Ramanuja and his followers, they are keeping all these intimations, happenings. And this, when they find that the batch of perhaps soldiers are coming to take him prisoner, then what to do within his area of his kingdom they are living? Then one of his favorite disciples of Ramanuja, he told that you go away in disguise and I shall take your dress and I shall court arrest as Ramanuja. After much discussion among with the disciples and the friends, this was settled. And the Kuret, he was also a good Pandit. He took the sannyas dress of Ramanuja, and his white dress was given to Ramanuja. And Ramanuja passed through the boundary line. So Ramanuja is a sannyasi, he is within. An ordinary man passing away, they did not stop him for searching. Ramanuja went away. And the Kuret, he in the face of Ramanuja, he was there, present. And they came, yes, take me there, in the court. He went there to the court. Then the king put this question, who is the highest? Do you accept that Shiva is the highest god? In a ridiculous way, put the answer, we see that Kak is greater than Shiva. That means that was a class of measurement. For Shiva, that is the when the measurement of the grains, four pots, which is known as Shiva, makes one Kak. He put the answer in such a negligent way that that Kak is greater than Shiva. The man was flew into fire. Oh! But before this, there was another incident. One time, the young daughter of the king, he was caught by a ghost, a Brahmin ghost, Brahmadatta. And that Brahmadatta, he tried his best to apply any sort of mystic mantra to cure her, but all failed. Then he sent for Jadava Prakash, the greatest Shankarite Pandit of his kingdom. And Jadava Prakash came and tried by applying so many mystic mantras, but the ghost, Brahmin ghost, laughed at him. Oh, you were a Gosap means Godhika, a class of small animals. like this mongoose class animal, little greater. In your last life you was such animal. And by taking the prasadam of Vaishnava, this life you have become Brahmin and Pandit. I won't care you, but you have got your disciple named Ramanuja. If he comes and puts his feet just on my head, I shall get released. I shall live in this garu. Then he was silent, and the king inquired, "Who is Ramanuja, your disciple?" He said, "Have you got such disciple named Ramanuja?" "Yes, I have got one boy disciple." Then prince sent him. Then what to do? Ramanuja was sent, and the pit dust of Ramanuja was taken on his head, and that ghost disappeared, saying that I am satisfied, I am released now by the pit dust of this great Vaishnava. Then this king, he had some gratefulness towards Ramanuja. So now, in this position, he told, "Oh, that fellow saved once my daughter, he saved my daughter's life. So I won't take his life. But do one thing, take up his eyes, both the eyes take up." And it was done. Then he was left in near the garden on the street.
Where
is the pot? I don't know.
Left him after taking the eyes, both the eyes, and his friends taken him again home, the Ranganath. But in this story we find that the wise minister told that so many signatories have got no value, only one Ramanuja. Everyone. His signature is important. So such is the position. Ordinary people, what value they have got in their signature. That is enough in number. Pseudo-Vaishnavite, not proper servant. Proper servant of a Vaishnava, real servant of a Vaishnava is necessary. And they are so-called self-made Vaishnava. By studying, one scholar of Madhya school in Madras, when I was there, this Nagaraj Sharma, he told the Radhakrishnan, who was the Rashtrapati of India, a good scholar, and another, Suren Das Gupta from Barishal, Bengali, gentleman. He also wrote a book of international comparative study of philosophy. But this Nagaraj Sharma, he criticized drastically both, that they tried to approach Eastern philosophy through Western method. So they are all bogus. They do not know anything of the Eastern philosophy. So this intellectual understanding of the Vaishnavite or the Vedic truth, it is impossible, a farce. The seva must be there, all important thing, factor. Pariprasna, panipat, pariprasna and seva. Serving attitude. then he will be allowed to enter into the demon. Or, as our Guru Maharaj told, that there is honey in a bottle, and the bee is sitting on the body of the bottle and thinking that he is getting honey. It is like that. The intellect cannot approach, cannot enter the domain of higher speech. This subject is below, that supreme subject. Only by service he will be satisfied and he will come down and we will be able to understand, oh, this is such and such. This Vedic knowledge is like that. We are tatastha, and if you want any truth about the higher, then that is more subtle, that is super subjective. That can come to touch me, but I cannot climb up to that domain of my sweet will. Only if the grace to take me in, I can go. This is the Hindenburg line there, must have to cross. Then the Russian would be able to enter into German area, crossing Hindenburg line at that time, the first of great war. That is the test. One who has got that in his hand, he will be able to combat all the existing so many intellectualists. That the intellect has not capacity to enter into higher subject. That is Otindriya. Avang manaso gochara. It is not in only statement in mouth, in lips, deep. Avang manaso gochara. You want to know that. And the only the condition, the real condition, that you must have a submissive attitude, so much so that he will be satisfied with your attempt and will come down to be caught by you. There should be heart, sincere heart to serve, not a matter of research of this world. This Madhapuri was impressed by my one word. When he told that so many wonderful things they are discovering. Every word, they are discovering so many things. It is already there, or their creator. It is already there. Then, those wonderful truth is already secret, it is already there. They are only, some of them are discovering something. But that intelligent characteristic is already there. So, it is not their creation, so they are not superior to that truth. It is there. And anyhow, they know a part of it with some endeavor. But the conscious nature, the reasoned nature, and the superior reason, they are going on researching, this is unfinished. Already there it is. And what they find, that is some outer cover, not the real spirit, substance. Nate vidu sattva gatim hi Vishnu durasaya ji bahiratta manyo. Majhang Matistava Durukramangin Sushati, Anathabu Gamu Jadartha, Usan Padu Raju, the last character. Punapunas Chodvita Jadbalanangotaki. Nadi Vidu Shatukati Vidurashayagi Bhujan. Motir Nakrishne Paratas Satuva Mithu Vipadde to Grihab Badanan, Adam to Gubhi, Bishatang, Tomisran, Punapunas Chodvita Jadbalanan. You can come back If you try to press your intelligence to enter into that domain, he will come back dissatisfied, in despair, and it will wander here only more and more, again and again. Punapuna, indriyagrahya jagat, the sense experience world, it will come and go on to go through its different phases, but can't enter that. To enter that, only the submission to the real agent and the process will be given. If you accept that, you will be able to enter that one, not otherwise. You will have to roam, wander in the sense experience world, nothing else. Can't answer. আর প্রশ্ন ছিল বলছেন চৈতন্যদেব তো খুব বড় পণ্ডিত ছিলেন, তারপরে তিনি তো প্রেম ধর্ম লাভ করে প্রচার করলেন, তো তাহলে পরে জ্ঞানের কি কোনো প্রয়োজনীয়তা নেই? চৈতন্যদেবের চরিত্র বিশ্লেষণ করলেই দেখা যায় যে পাণ্ডিত্য অর্জন, পাণ্ডিত্যের চরম ফল তার উপরে থাকে। Acquire the knowledge, the scholarship, and then you should try to work love. That is his contention. Or what?
That's the question.
But that knowledge, knowledge only we can understand what is love, and we can have to admission into that domain. But you knowledge, Jnana Sunna Bhakti. He does not approve Jnana Sunna Bhakti. Abhijatana Yetagi somewhere, I was Panavananda Bhat, Sivasmai founder, come join me, like I say, Atta Bodo Mani, Tumara Asa Vidhava Nekhan. Tani Bala, Chaitanya Dev Tata Bala Nei. যে আগে বুদ্ধের বৈরাগ্য করেছো, শঙ্করের বেদান্ত করেছো, তারপরে আমার কাছে আসবে? তিনি তো বলেছেন সাধু সঙ্গে নাম সংকীর্তন, যে কোনো চুপ আর কোনো কথা ঠিক বললেন। দি ফাউন্ডার অফ ভারত সেবাশ্রম সংঘ, হি ওয়ান্টেড মি টু জয়েন হিজ মিশন, বাট আই টোল দ্যাট মাই হেড ইজ অলরেডি সোল্ড ইন দি টিচিংস অফ শ্রী চৈতন্যদেব। ইয়েস, আই অলসো রিভিয়ার হিম, but I say the first, you must learn indifference to this worldly pleasure as Buddha preached. Then you will come to study the Vedanta of Shankara, what is knowledge proper. All this world is nothing and the Brahma is everything. Then the Prema Dharma, the love of Sri Chaitanya Dev afterwards. It is the highest thing of attainment. I think like that. Can I answer? That you say so, but Chaitanya Dev did not say that go to the Buddhist school to learn application and then go to Shankara school to acquire Vedantic knowledge and then come to me. He has not told. He say wherever you are, you get the association of a real Vaishnava sadhu and go on with Savan Kirtan. Yes, but that man was dumb. He did not speak or silenced.
Pranavananda,
there are followers. They are going to Chaitanya Dev. They are going to Chaitanya Dev. ওরা শিবের উপাসক, গুরু শিব এই চরম। ইয়ে কথা আপনার সেই বিরজার মুখবেরিয়ায় বিরজার সঙ্গে হয়েছিল না, সে শিব শিব করেছিল। one Arjo Samaji, he was the president of that their association at that place. He came to see me and told that if finite can know infinite, he is knowing finite. I also answered, if infinite cannot make himself known to finite, he is knowing finite. Must say, I'm handshake kore hatta bari diye. নিমাই প্রচারে গিয়েছিল এখানে এখানে রাত বেচারটা কলেজের ছাত্ররা ধরেছিল ছেলে মানুষ বলে এটা ওটা বলে এখন হ্যাঁ ভগবানকে জানা যায় না আনাতে এদিক ওদিক করে অসম্ভব জীব কি করে জানবে ক্ষুদ্র জীব ভগবান ও ওই কথাটা বললেই সহবাদ ধর্মাত্মা প্রবচনের লভ্য নৌমেদ হয়া বা বহু না সুখের কিন্তু জমে বৈষম বিনতি তেন লভ্য নট ফর our any qualification from our side, he can be caught. But only thing is necessary that whomever he will choose to make himself known, he will know. This is from Upanishad. Nayamatma pravachane no no, not by lectures or discussions. Pravachan no medhaya, not by short memory. Never by that. Vedhaya, or intelligence, that one is a genius, supernatural intellect he has got. No, that is not the capacity. No Vedhaya. But Bahuna Suti, no, extensive study, studied all the scriptures, all the revealed books, also. But that is no quality. The only one thing, the Jamini Vaishabha, the independence in his side, whoever he will choose, that I shall come to make myself known to him. All right is out there. All right is out. His sweet will. So how to tackle with his sweet will, that is the question. How we can tackle with his sweet will. That is Saranagati, to increase the negative side of us. That I am so poor, without your grace I can't live. This, to try to arouse pity in his heart, in his understanding. There is an extreme need of him. Without that, I can't live. I can't live. Such sincere feeling of necessity, such necessity can only draw his attention to us. This, Saranagati. That is the way. There is no possibility of capturing him. But the negative aspect, of capturing him has been recommended. Danyo atman vedan guptitya varan avashya rakhi vegar. Exclusive prayer. That is the most needy and sincere. That can draw him towards you, his attention towards you. And that is a fact. That is an instant. That is not surmise or speculation. That is a fact. That is reality. Jindra Prasad is Bandhu. How is Ambati or Bihari Sadhu Lal Kapur Puri Guri? Amra Sadhu Gichi Puri Se Hei Se Kut Sao Puri. Daga Kutti. Bhagavatam Sa Pada Ati. সংস্কৃত কথা বলছি আমি আমি তখন সেই তত্ত্বকুণ্ডে চান করে ওয়ান স্কলার একটা সন্ন্যাসী He met me in Badrika Ashram. And he posed to be an atheist when in the course of discussion. That there is God, the Atma, what is the evidence? Then I read one slok from Bhagavatam. Atma parigyanamayo. Atma, the spirit, is self-effulgent. Vibhado yastiti nastiti. So, we find that there is this quarrel between the parties. One party says he is, one party says he is not. It does not exist. There is a quarrel. Atma parigyanamayo. Srimad Bhagavatam says the Atma is self-effulgent. But still we find there are two sections. One section says that he is, we see him, we embrace him. Another one, no, he is not, never exists. Vibhado yastiti nastiti. He yasti, surely he does exist. Another one, he nasti, surely he is not existent. Then this sort of quarrel has got no end. Because in the particular section is there, who has got no eye. Vibhado hi asti nastiti, abhyastiti nastiti, vidho atmanishtha vibhado, abhyastiti nastiti, vidho atmanishtha, vyathopi noivo paramita. It is useless, waste of time, still it won't be stopped. It will continue forever. Why? Because there are two sections. One who has got eye to feed him, and another who has got not the eye to feed him and feed their own self. Matta paramishta dhyam salukam. The particular section is there who is deviated from God consciousness, barrier between God consciousness and them, and self consciousness and them. Body. A particular section is always continue, and this quarrel is also continue. It is only due to particular section's ignorance. But those have got eyes, they will say, oh, there is sun. And those that have got no eyes, they will say, no, there is no sun. And this will continue forever. That does not mean that sun is not existing. It can show himself. Now Prabhupada gave another instance, version. Tini Goltan Jagjana Jelkhana Yang.